In this episode, we experience some audio distortion issues. While we do our best to deliver only the best audio, sometimes it doesn't always happen. Please bear this in mind. Thank you.
This son of a bitch is huge. I mean, it's like a man. It's big.
Okay, son.
You still don't understand what you're dealing with, do you? Perfect organism.
Just tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study. Not to bring back. But to wipe them out.
That's the plan. You have my word on it.
All right, I'm in.
Let's rock!
Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Happy Alien Day from Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga Podcast. Happy Alien Day, and welcome to Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Prater, and I'm joined by an impromptu guest, a friend of the show, a man that I've met in person, Dane Hallett. Welcome to Perfect Organism Light. How you doing?
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for having me, man. I'm doing well.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. I threw this out to Dane yesterday. So this is in the follow-up to all of our Alien Day releases that we, you know, that we shovel out on Alien Day. But I just thought it'd be interesting to have a little bit of a non-spoiler, off-the-cuff talk about Romulus. And so thanks for joining the show. My question, I guess, for you to start is, how did this happen for you? How did you get on Romulus?
Naaman Marshall. I worked with him on the first Mortal Kombat. And I had heard a rumor that he was doing a new Alien film, and I couldn't believe it. So I emailed him and said, look, I don't know, man. You know, I had only a small run on Mortal Kombat and little to do with Naaman, but I had his email, so I tried. I wrote an email. And I said, man, look, I don't know if you're interested, but, I've got experience in the field, and I love drawing aliens, so, you know, let's rock, you know? And then he didn't get back to me for about 6 weeks. I just thought, I was like, well, I won't get on it, that's right. And about 6 weeks later, he goes, oh, man, we might be able to use you. And I was like, okay, no worries, then let's talk. And then didn't hear anything again for a couple of weeks. I reached out, and then he said, oh, sorry, man, we're all full up. I was like, oh, man, that's a shame. That's a shame because I really think I could have brought something to the table. And, you know, because I work in Australia, we've got different rates to the rest of the world. I would have been a great fit. As soon as I sent that email, he goes, oh, Faye Day wants to meet you in 15 minutes. Can you get on the phone? I was like, yes, absolutely. Awesome. And that was it. So that's how I did it, man. It was actually a little bit of hustle involved. So,
are you able to share your role on Romulus?
Look, man, I have to be honest. I'm normally pretty loose with everything. You know, I'm pretty cool talking about a lot of stuff, but I have to say, I've just got such a deep reverence for Faye Day that I'm going to be super careful and I won't give any direct answer to that, but I can easily, let's just say this, you can easily guess based on everything you've seen me do before. Ultimately, like a lot of the sort of creaturey stuff we all know has already been sort of designed, but you know, there's some obviously every production wants to have a fingerprint on that stuff, and let's just say they got the exact perfect team to do that. So
awesome.
Is that vague but obvious enough?
Yeah, I think it's vague but obvious. So we were able to talk with a friend of yours, a co-worker, Nick Steth, and he was an incredible guy, just so forthcoming and warm and excited. And he talked about you a little bit. And I'm curious, what was your working relationship like with the other designers, quote unquote, or people who are on the show? Like, was this something that you were also working remotely as they were?
Yeah. It was so good, man. Like, I obviously at this point in my career, I've worked on so many productions, but this one, man, I feel like they really did get a team of kind of like hopeless alien romantic, right? So we're all like hopelessly in love with aliens. And I personally was actually also a big fan of Payday. So I was like thrilled on so many levels, right? So, but what happened was Payday from the outset got us all together in a Zoom room because, man, we're all over the world. Obviously England and the States and Gus Mandonica. I don't know where he was, but somewhere else, a different time zone, I remember. Anyway, so we all got together and had two like sort of town hall meetings with just us and Payday and the designer. After that, man, actually, we all stayed in very, very, very regular contact. Even Chris Rosewarne is a phenomenal designer and a very, very good sort of, he's got a great sort of tech-based approach to everything. You know, he does like a lot of hard surface kind of stuff. Awesome designer, awesome guy. And he actually, they played around with who would stay on the art department and not stay for a long time. I didn't know how long I would be on it for. I thought anything from 2 weeks to who knows, every week I thought I would be finishing up. I was just grateful to be there. And I remember even with Chris, I stayed in touch with him, you know, like I think he was on for a couple of weeks and I talked to him. Paul Scheidersen as well was only on there like super briefly, but I, you know, got to chat with him a tiny little bit because of that. I'd never met him before or talked to him. So, man, it was an awesome team, number one. I think they got the best team for the job, number one. Number two, personality types, like you pointed out, Nick Staff has just got this gentle warmth. He's such a pure of heart kind of guy. It was a delight working with him. But I loved all of them, man. Colin Price, Matt Savage, Gus, Alex Neese, Josh Veers, I'm trying to get everyone. Chris was there at the start. And there's one other person I'm forgetting. Dirty Sketch is his name on Instagram. Pablo Dominguez. I think that's him. I didn't get to talk to him. But anyway, awesome team. And yes, we were all remote, but sort of the bulk of us got together in Hungary to go on set and hang out with Fede sort of almost towards the end of shoot. So that was awesome.
So as our listeners probably know, maybe many of them don't, you also worked on Alien Covenant.
Yep.
How would you rate your experiences? Is that something you would do? Or is it just, that was a different film, this is a different film?
No, it's so hard to rank those experiences because I was so, like, Alien Covenant, you know, I got to work with Ridley, so that was a dream come true. That was something that I never thought would ever happen in my whole life, you know, but I managed to have that experience. I felt so grateful. I was in awe, and it was absolutely magical, super stressful because I couldn't hide behind anyone else, you know, like my work was my work, and it was a bit, it was intense, man. It was intense. This one, of course, I was super nervous again to go into it to play in the same sandbox, you know, the same monsters, the same, all that same sort of shit. It was but I have to say, man, after it was all said and done, I think I rate my Romulus experience just a little bit more. I felt that it was way more, it tapped way more into the 8-year-old fan of Alien. You know, just everything about it felt way more, you know, Ridley was trying to do something fresh with Covenant. He was trying to tackle philosophical things. Whereas this was, a lot more, it just felt like such a real love letter to everything that had come before it, you know, not fan service. I can tell you, at least going into it, that was not a thing. It was more, we just were hopelessly in love with all those stories, all of them. And Fede is exactly the same. He was the same. And so I don't know, man. I've got just these rose-tinted glasses about the whole experience. There was tough time, but wow, man. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So at this point, it's just a little bit more.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. Can we talk a little bit? Of course, as everyone knows, we are a non-spoiler show. So this would, of course, we're not going to talk any details about Romulus until the movie releases. But you were able to go and see the sets, see some of the things that you've designed, whatever those things are. What was that like for you?
Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, and this will tie into the first question you asked. This is what made this thing just incredible, okay? When I was a kid, reading magazines and watching the making of documentaries, there's all these people that work in the creature world, in the special effects world, in the practical effects world that I looked up to, where I was like, fuck, man, if I could meet these guys one day, wow, that'd be so amazing. On this one, almost all of them were on it. As you already know, Fede's already told the world that he managed to get a lot of the same old team involved on this one. And not only did I get to meet a big chunk of them and then work with them, but also some of them were making my design. So I designed them here in Australia. And when I went to Hungary, I went to go and see them. And I made some lifelong friends with those guys. Alec Gillis, I'm talking about a lot of them. And they made this iconic thing. And they, you know, they were responsible for materializing them. And that was amazing, man. It was an amazing experience. So I can't, you know, when you asked me how was it, it was great. So not only, of course, hanging out with those artists, those kindred spirits, Matt Savage, Cole Price, Nick, kindred spirits, an excellent experience, amazing. It was a very good experience. I don't know, man. Yeah, I loved it. How did it feel? It was a surreal experience. But for me personally, it was quite magical because of the people involved.
Yeah.
It was like legacy, obviously legacy effects, but I mean legacy Hollywood creature guys. And I was talking to them and watching them work on stuff that I had drawn on my computer. And I just thought, wow, man, this is a special experience. I am so humbled and thankful to Fede for being such a cool dude, man. When we got through all the professional stuff, when we cut through all that and we're just an oiled machine, it was an absolute delight, man. It really was. So, awesome.
And I have to say, man, that trailer, the teaser that dropped, those first, I mean, all of it, but it's so interesting to see a trailer where it's, you see movies where like they kind of tip their hat back to another film, the sequel, because it's a sequel. So it's, but the trailer, the teaser for Ramas, it feels like you're back in the Nostromo. Like it feels like this, like I can't even barely describe it. Like it feels like home, you know, it feels like this place that we've always been. And the idea that you guys were able to not capture, but recapture this aesthetic. I mean, and for me, I'm a character guy. Like I'm going to need to fall in love with characters first and believe in them. Yeah. And then the other stuff will fall in line. But at least on the outset, the look of this is perfect. Like I've never seen anything look so perfect and aligned with Alien since Alien.
Yeah.
Or maybe Prometheus.
Yeah. I don't know. I say this pretty often when people ask me about it. And this is not, this is not because I have any innate suspicions. It's because this is just how projects are. When you're working on them, you have no idea how good they're going to be. You really don't. And at this point, obviously, I've seen a lot of it, but I don't know how good it's going to cut together, or, you know, I've got every faith in the people behind it. It's going to be great. But another thing that is just so out of at least my realm of control or any of my input is obviously the performers. You know, did they read well on the page? Absolutely. But you just don't know. Sometimes some actors, maybe they don't have chemistry, or they do or don't. I haven't seen any performance, so I don't know how that's going to be. But that to me is the only, like when looking at it, the only part of it that I don't know which way it's going to go, just because you never know. When movies are made, you have no idea. I've seen nothing but promising stuff. So it's hard. I've been excited by new, you know, I worked on Jupiter Ascending. I thought that was going to be the coming of Christ, you know? But you just never can tell. No. I like on Fury Road on, you know, over 10 years ago now, working on a movie, I just thought it was going to be laughter. I just thought, wow, people are going to think this is a WMA. I was totally humbled and wrong. So you just can't tell. You just cannot tell.
Interesting. Well, I know that everyone is really excited. And we're also really excited when the film comes out so that you guys can come back on the show and actually talk details about what you did, how you did it. And I know that I can't wait. I've read some, I haven't read any spoilers because that's not what I do. It's not, I'm just not, I want to go to the theater and be surprised. Theaters are like church.
Yeah,
So I'm excited to see the Romulus footage that's being released with the Alien re-release this today, Alien Day. So yeah, there's just so much. I mean, this is it's a great time to be a fan. I know that obviously the film's coming out, and then probably within 6 or 7 months we're gonna have the series come out. So it's gonna be it's like the second coming for Alien fans these days.
Yeah, man, I really hope that this time around, if things go well, what my hope is that some kind of a custodian kind of operation will cement, you know, and I mean this in the most sincere term, a gatekeeper, someone who is whose motivation is purely the story, not any kind of any persuasion and no worldly persuasion, just the story. And just know and make sure, well, this is a part of it. This is canon. This is important, you know? And from here on out, everything will kind of connect. And, we know, man, we used to read the comics. We fantasize about alternate stories of alien stuff and all of those stories in our head. We love to place them. We love to connect them in between those films, you know, because that's the most exciting realm, to recreate a little bit of that magic, you know, the Hadley's Hope, the halls of Nostromo, all this sort of stuff. And I just hope that there's like that out of this, a real connective tissue forms, you know, and everyone knows of all of the franchises. I say this as a fellow cult member, as you are as well, Jamie. We are the kind of fan base that you sort of can't, it's not a good idea to piss us off, you know? we are so culty and hopelessly in love with those characters and those stories. And so, unflinching in our sort of obsession, you know? I know that Alien is a commercial success, but it's not a commercial entity. Yeah, does that make sense? I don't want to sound...
Yeah, I think it's like elevated sci-fi and horror. It's horror, it's sci-fi, but it's not what you're going to see coming out. Like, that's why these movies come out so rarely, I think.
Yep. I think that's why Ridley approached it with the philosophy aspect, you know, with Prometheus and Covenant. Like, to take that route was... you know, I don't think that it necessarily landed in all the right ways, but I can appreciate the approach that, you know, it's tricky, man. It's hard to be high-minded, but gritty, dirty horror, you know, like it's a miracle to get land in the middle. So anyway, hopefully it happens again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're excited. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you for this 15-20 minute discussion. I know, again, everyone's excited. This is a really exciting day, and we're looking forward to see what
you got created. It, man. I'm on Alien Day. So this goes live on Alien Day. What I've got prepared is I made a couple of like faux crew shirts from Alien, like where I did Alien designs, and I'm going to release the vectors online. So if you wanted to, you can take those files and then go and make your own shirt or hoodie or whatever. So by the time this goes live, that should be out there. So I don't know, hopefully everyone's super into it, but it'll be the same as last time. You just go to the link, download it, you can have it. And I want to see it, man. If anyone gets them printed, if anyone could be bothered doing it, I think they're awesome designs. But if anyone gets them printed, I want to see it.
I will get them printed. All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Dane. I know you're busy. Thanks for taking the time.
Bring it on.
I hope your family as well.
Yeah, you got it, man. I got to get back to work. Thanks, man. You too, bro. I'll see you later.
Thank you. All right. See ya.
For more on Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga podcast, please visit perfectorganism.com. Perfect Organism is available for listen or download through Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and Spotify. If you'd like to support the show, please visit perfectorganism.com/support. Thank you.